Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to another Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week and a wonderful summer. Now, to keep up with this year, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more. And if you are listening to us on those beautiful platforms, then you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive fam bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links will be down below, and you can also check us out on Instagram for any news, any posts, any awesome merch coming out. It's all there for you guys. All right, now let's get into our Brit Positive quote of the day. Never give up on your dreams or goals. More importantly, never give up on yourself. I really like this one just because I feel nowadays we need reminders. Why? Because we could be chasing our goals and our dreams, and we could be so wanting them to happen right now, and it's not looking like it, or we might be doing something completely opposite from it. But just know to never give up on that, but most importantly yourself. Know that it within yourself, you can do it. You will get there. Just believe in you, okay? No one else can do it but you. Now, it has been a minute since I've been on the podcast, and I am so sorry, but also grateful for it, and I'll tell you why. Your girl has been MIA, trying to recharge, trying to get some good positive vibes to share with you all, because it's just been that way in life right now with everything that's going on in the world. So I did take a bit of a break just to recharge for sure, and find more things that can help people and myself to just think more positively and feel the positive, and also be able to share that with others as well. So just to give a little catch up, my summer so far has been good. I've just been like working here and there, which has been fun, I guess. Nothing's wrong with working. Go out there if you're working. Do you. I support you. I know it's a lot, but you can do it. And as that also goes on, I also been going out more, which is interesting. Like, I'm pretty much a homebody, but I've actually been getting a little more active out there, and I'm also finding, and I don't know if you guys are into this, but you guys should definitely try this, is long driving. Like, actually drive somewhere far but you have a destination, of course. So for me, I've driven down like 2 hours, like going through Canada a bit with my family, and just like as we're like going to our destination, we're just seeing all these trees and these mountains, and like the sky was beautiful, and like we had like a nice little road trip playlist, and it was just so nice that it felt like a vacation, even though it wasn't like intended to be one, or it wasn't like we were going on a vacation. We were actually going on like this mission thing, and so it was just so like cool. And I guess it made me appreciate my area. It made me appreciate my country more, because I didn't know there was so many other areas in my country, which is, yes, we know there's a lot of provinces, but it's just like I never leave to go anywhere else but just where I'm staying, unless I'm like gone on vacation, flying to another country kind of thing. But I encourage you guys, take road trips and just check out all the states, check out all the provinces of Canada, all that stuff. It's well worth it. It makes you really appreciate your country and just like see the beauty that you're already living in, because we always think the grass is greener on the other side, and it might be or it may not be, but I just think it does humble yourself in a way to just like appreciate what's around you and appreciate where you are. Because I think for me, at least, I see a lot of us just always gunning for the next thing, and that's nothing wrong with that. It just shows like we have ambition and we have drive, and we're go-getters for sure. But then it's like we slip up in not enjoying what we already have, to the point where when it is truly gone and it's not something we can get back, that's when we miss it, and we then kind of sit down and go, oh, I didn't enjoy it when I had it kind of thing. So for me, I guess that road trip that I had with my family was like really helpful to just put things in perspective and just be like really grateful for where I am and what I'm doing. And just, even though I have goals and things I want to achieve, it's like, just be happy right now. I also believe it's just a reminder that we all need, you know, every now and then. as we are going through life, you know. Also, I went to the lake. I've been to a couple lakes here in Canada, but this one was different and it was really nice. It was just so peaceful and a lot of people were there, which is, you know, you had the people side and you had the people with the dog side. And I went, funny enough, I took pictures. It's on BPP Instagram. It's Positive Podcast Instagram, if you want to see the picture. And it was so beautiful, like just hearing the water, just like hitting the shore and, you know, just seeing the scenery. Like, this was just not man-made. Like, this was all God. And it was just something that I could just sit in and just revel in. It was just so nice, you guys. And then, kid you not, like within an hour or so, we get a tornado warning. I'm like, oh my goodness, what are the odds? But still, I soaked up every minute I could before we had to like jump back in the car and get out of there. But it was just one of those things I can laugh back as well and just be like, wow, you know, it really makes you appreciate moments you have more because you don't know when they're gonna end, you know. You don't know when it's not gonna happen again. And it's like, if anything, it forced me to really just be present. It forced me to really just appreciate it to the point where I look back on the pictures and I smile and I'm like, it was still such a good day, even though it rained a bit, but we're good. We're still good. So that is also what I've been doing this summer. I've also watched this show. I've watched a couple of shows and movies. Oh my gosh, guys, the movies are insane this summer and they're really cool. I saw the Spider-Man one, Little Mermaid, of course. I saw the Barbie movie, and I saw think it's Elements. Yeah, I saw the Element one with my good girlfriend Emeza. Shout out to you, girl. And it was really fun. The movies are picking up, guys. I will say, those are some really good movies. I truly had a good time watching them, and it was one of those things that you just felt like it felt like a film again. Like, it felt like this wasn't just some like time wasting kind of movie. Like, you actually went to see a film. But if you were to ask me like which one was my favorite that I went to see that like blew my mind, it would be Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, I think it's called Across the Spider-Verse. Oh my gosh, guys, don't quote me. But yeah, it's the second one with Miles Morales, trying to make it correct for the listeners out there. And it was so, so good. It felt like a real film I've seen. I love the soundtrack. I love the animation. I loved the message behind it of just like encouraging people, like no matter what the naysayers say, like you got to just believe in yourself. And like, I guess that's my big positive takeaway from that particular film, that I was like, oh, I needed that message. Like, a lot of times we can either be our own worst enemies, like being negative to ourselves or like people being around us and saying negative things. And it just like maybe subconsciously we don't even know what's happening. But just that reminder of like, you know, protect yourself and like love yourself more than ever to get through whatever you're getting through. And I saw that with the character in this particular film with Miles, that I was just like, ah. That's good. So I encourage you guys to watch it if you haven't. And of course, yeah, I saw the Barbie movie. That was fun. Me and my mom went together and we dressed up in pink and, you know, we just had a Barbie awesome time. And I think that might have been like the last film I've seen. A couple I've heard are being pushed back just because of a strike going on. So, you know, stuff is happening, you guys, but you know, movies are movies. Let's not lose focus on remembering to go outside and play, remembering to go outside and like ride a bike, walk, do stuff for you. You know, you're living in a movie, basically. Like, your life is an awesome story. And I just hope you guys take time to pay attention to it and make the most of it, you know, while we wait for movies to come back in theaters to be awesome again. Okay, so with that, I am there. I think I'm done giving you guys a little quick catch up. We will be back on our bi-weekly basis so that you guys get to have some positivity throughout the year, because we are always here for that. But mind you, if we don't post on here, our Instagram is still running. Our Instagram and Twitter is still going. And we have a bunch of episodes that have been out for so long. And if you want to even get some oldie throwbacks, check out our YouTube channel, because the first ever podcast is on there too. So yeah, if you guys like what you're hearing, please click that like button and share it with others so that they can have some positivity in their day. Now, this is also a continuation. This is an episode of part two of communication with my girl Miranda. We did have a nice conversation about it, I think a month or two ago. So this is a continuation. Whether, you know, how we have the good communication and the bad communication, this is part two of it. And speaking of good communication and bad communication, this just popped in my head, you guys. So I mentioned movies earlier of what I've watched this summer, but also I've been watching a show. I finished watching it some time ago, The Summer I Turned Pretty. And I watched it last year, but it was kind of that show that was just there and I liked it, but like, there was nothing much to say about it, right? But then this season, season two, I was just like, whoa, okay, it's kind of picking up here and there. But you guys might be wondering, okay, Britt, what team are you on? Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah? And I'm just like, honestly, I'm anti-Belly. That's the team I'm on, where it's like, we got to make a new team, a new category, anti-Belly, because that girl's a little messy to me. I'm not that type of person to play with people's emotions. And even though she's a teenager and she loved this one and then she's falling in this one, and I get it, but it's too much. Like, that's a hardcore indecisive girl to me, and that's just not healthy. And you know, the poor guys, I see so much stress on them, let alone like just a lot of red flags of just like, oh, they need help. They need someone like to help them through this. Especially with like things going on in their family about their mom. And I don't want to spoil it for you guys. So, you know, if you watch it, you watch it. But if you guys actually want me to give you my review of The Summer I Turned Pretty, let me know in the comments below. I'll go into it with you guys, but I can't pick a team. My mom did pick a team, and I like her reason for who she picked. And if you guys want to know, I honestly, like, if you really want me to get into this, I will even get her points on it too and talk about it with you guys, because a lot of people are dissecting it and saying a lot of stuff I've seen. I didn't go into it that hard, like take it so personal. I just saw it as like, okay, the drama kind of thing, but not enough for me to like tweet about it or like TikTok about it and stuff. But it is interesting to see other people's perspective of like whether this is like a cute romantic thing, and a lot of them are seeing this as a toxic thing. And why I bring it up is because my friend and I, Miranda, we're going to be talking about communication here in our part two session. And it's just the fact that that's the thing that I noticed in this show was communication was bad. It was so unhealthy and wrong, because I don't know, maybe I'm very forward with what I say. I'm not going to beat around the bush and just like not say what's on my mind, but I maybe as a teenager we were biting our tongues a lot. I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but I would just say it, tell the truth. Like if I like somebody, I'm like, oh, I want to tell them I like them, you know. But yeah, it was a show, it was an interesting show, but I'm anti-Belly. I'm sorry, I don't support what she's doing. The two guys shouldn't. There's so many other girls out there for them. Like, they do not need it to be her, because she's great. She's like, she seems pretty and everything, but she needs to work on herself a little more. You know, she needs to take a break from the boys, get her life together, and the boys do the same with themselves. And then if it's really meant to be, we'll see how that goes. But no, if I was like a part of that friend group, I'd be like, guys, you need to stop. This is so unhealthy. And honestly, not to give too much tea, but something similar like this actually happened in my high school. But it was like one guy and two girls. And to be honest, I don't understand how they would still date the guy. Like, he would break up with one girl and go with that one, and then break up with that girl and go with the other one. And I'm just like, this is wrong in so many levels. But they didn't seem to mind. And girls were kind of enemies at first. And then now neither of them date the guy anymore. And they became friends. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Didn't know that could happen so organically, but okay. So, you know, I guess this stuff does really happen in real life. I don't know. If you guys have stories, let me know. I'll actually be interested in reading some. Because, yeah, that's just, I don't know. How do you like people? like two people at the same time. Like, I just feel like I'm the type that's like, I'm gonna like one more than the other. Like, the other one I'll like, but not as much as that other one, you know? So I don't know how Belly does it, but she is a star of the show, and she's a really great actress, and so does the two boys. They do a really great job. So if you guys are interested, check out the show, The Summer I Turned Pretty. Now let's get into the show and the conversation with me and my girl Miranda. Enjoy, you guys.
Enjoy listening to podcasts and ever wonder, can I make a podcast? But it seems so complicated, and good audio production can take time. What if there was a way to create an amazing podcast easily? Well, now there is. Introducing Podcasting Made Easy from Podtastic Audio. My production team will handle your entire audio production, allowing you to be the star of your show. This is Podcasting Made Easy. How easy? Well, so easy, you don't even have to press record. Now that's easy. Your listeners are waiting. Let's deliver. Sign up for a free strategy call today at podtasticaudio.com/easy.
Now tell me what you think is bad communication.
I'm going to say, like, confusing. Mm. And, like, hear me out. So, like, imagine I'm telling you, okay, imagine we work together and you did the spreadsheet wrong. I don't know what happens at work. Okay. And I'm like, this computer, you didn't work it right. You're going to be like, what? And I'm going to be like, if I'm not giving, like, you all the facts and I'm being, like, super confusing as to what, like, my words are, you're going to get either frustrated with me because you're going to be like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Are you speaking, like, you know what I mean? Like, what is this? Or you're going to be like, why is this my problem?
So your thing is, you know, not being clear is
not being
bad communication.
It is,
sure,
because, like, imagine I told you I was mad at you. And then I told you something like, oh, an ostrich was, like, up here. Like, I'm just trying to think of the most confusing thing.
No,
I don't know.
I feel confused right now.
That's what I'm saying. And then you're going to get frustrated. And it just doesn't work.
What are you talking about?
For both parties. Like, both parties are going to be like, what?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, like, imagine I'm getting mad because you don't understand what I'm saying. And I expect you to understand. But it's, like, very confusing. And you need to be, like, concise. So that was, like, my characteristics for the good one.
I love that. I love that.
I had insults and confusing on here. Oh, I had lack of eye contact too, but we covered that.
Yeah, that's bad communication too.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know some people who are shy. So they can't, like...
I don't look new people in the eye. It creeps me out a little because I'm like, why would I be like... You know what I mean? Because I am just that person.
I'm all about vibes, though. If there's strong eye contact, but we both feel comfortable with it, then, like...
Sure.
Then, well, you know...
But if
then
I'm,
if
like,
it's
on the street,
someone I'm not that, I'm going to look away.
Like, when I'm at school and, like, I'm meeting new people, I'm not going to stare at them. I'm going to know them first. But, like, I'll listen to them and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, yeah, that's great. Like, tell me more. But I won't be like, let me look into your soul kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just me.
So then with all that, we noticed that there are good and bad communication. How does good communication affect relationships?
Oh, my gosh. So good communication can be a problem solving, like, I think I've reiterated this in, like, three different words before, but, like, it's a problem solver, right? Like, then you're gonna have to work through this thing that's the issue, and you're gonna have to either just, or not even an issue, like, something that's bothering you, something that's bothering them. It's a problem solver, and it kind of helps build a better relationship for later on with that person. Even, let's say, you don't talk to them anymore, you're gonna be like, okay, well, I respected them, I understood what they were trying to say. But then you can basically, like, you can explain your thoughts and feelings and have it respected back.
Is
what can affect our relationships. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the communication.
Yeah.
And it can work on what your needs are. So, like, if I go to my husband and I'm like, hey, I'm not really down with you hanging out with that person.
Okay.
And then he can be like, why? He won't get defensive about it. He'll be like, why? And then I can kind of, like, explain to him, like, okay, well, I don't like the way they act in front of, like, or I don't like the way they speak. They're kind of rude. Mm-hmm. And then my husband will be like, okay, well, let's work through this, because that's what communication is, right? It's a working through a process.
Yeah.
And that's how it really does affect your relationship, because you need that to get stronger.
Yeah.
So, like,
and to, like, help you be a better person overall.
You be a better person.
And not for yourself, but for others. And you can make a bigger impact that way.
Oh, for sure.
You just, like, continue working.
And, like, if you listen to me and, like, I'm talking to you and you, like, okay, like, my husband, if he says, okay, like, I get that, I feel validated in my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not feeling bad for feeling how I'm feeling. And it's kind of nice that way, because his communication respected mine.
Mm-hmm.
And now we, like, our feelings are both okay, because we weren't rude, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it just makes your relationship stronger.
So much stronger, because like, now I can tell them everything.
To do it. Like, you know how to talk. You know how to, like, actually get out what you need to get out without, like, oh my gosh, it's going to lead to another fight.
Right,
you know?
And you're like, I'm not scared, but that's
I feel like good communication is, like, good, conflict resolution because, you know, it can help you resolve conflicts, like you were basically saying. And I find too, in good communication, it reduces stress.
It does.
And I think so, because just to even just play with our friendship here, I don't feel as stressed out to talk to you.
No.
If there is something that's bothering me, because it's like we've established a way of like, okay, just know when I say I love you, it means I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
So what I'm about to tell you is not in a way to get you to think, oh, Brittany's upset. It's just to be like, she wants us to work at something.
Yeah.
That's something we've like established.
We've done that before. Thing. Yeah.
Right. And I feel for me, I don't know about you, but it reduced stress, because I'm like, 100%. Okay, she's not going to feel, because my thing is making sure you don't feel uncomfortable. My thing is also to make sure like you feel you're not being attacked or anything, you know, because
I feel the same way.
Miscommunication happens and people read into things
wrong. Like when you want to call me and I'm like, I don't want to. And I'm like, I'm not afraid that you're going to be mad at me.
No.
Like, you're like, yo, I get that. Like, no, my girl doesn't like to be like on the phone. So no, I love that.
And that's the thing. You have to let me know.
Yeah.
Then I don't want to be that person.
Communication. We're communicating about how we feel. And like, you know, I communicated my feelings about it and you communicated and you let me, let you know how I feel. And
you'll just be like, I can't do the phone. I'm like, totally fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you have your reasons. And then I don't feel insulted, you know.
See,
like
that's a
I'm
big
not
part.
Like, my heart's not broken. Like, no. Wow, she doesn't want to talk to me,
right?
I know it's not me.
No, you know, it's me.
It's you.
It's not you, it's me, girl.
But like, we had to talk it out to get to that understanding, you know.
But that's a lot of relationships too, right? Just talking it out and having the good communication, because if you don't talk it out, you're gonna have that stress. You're gonna be like, what are they gonna say, you know what I mean? Like,
but I think, okay, my question is, are people making the time? Are they really making the time now to like get back to like, all right, how do we make this work?
Right? Like, I think now, what you gotta look in, I'm gonna be cynical here. So, nope. So sorry. You gotta look in this day and age, right? I'm so old. The way that I see people communicating was not the way we did it back in the day.
No.
Because they have, like you said, the social media, they have all of this here now, right?
Everybody so,
like,
is able to communicate on a screen,
yeah,
like way too easily,
and it's just, it kind of hinders the in-person process.
Yeah.
And now, like, if you're like, okay, you're texting somebody and you're like, want to hang out, and they're like, sure, you get there and you're gonna be like this, like looking down the whole entire time. It kind of,
I've seen where people gone out for dinner and literally they're not talking
and they're on their phones
and
the whole time.
Like, guys, what happened to talking?
Right.
Like, you know,
like, I'll check my phone on a date or something, but
I
I'm still talking.
I will check my phone, but I'm not like
on it.
Honestly,
scrolling.
I'm that type that's like, I don't want my phone near me when I'm with someone in person. I want to give them my full attention, which I think is good communication.
It is good communication. 100% giving your full attention to someone is what makes a good relationship. So that way you're on the same page.
Because I know I'm going to be distracted by my phone.
Oh, for
and
sure.
The only time I'll take it out is either to take pictures or to like show them something funny I saw online.
100%.
But like, it's not to be like, let me go on my phone, you're sitting there, no communication.
Exactly.
Whatsoever. It's as if like, why did I even
come out?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
And that's
I love that
part.
You finished my sentences.
I was gonna say sorry.
No, I love it. I'm just like, thank you. And then also too, what I have here is it improves mental health. Healthy communication can improve mental health by allowing people to express their feelings and receive support from
others. 100%, because I have for bad.
Okay, so we're like twinning today.
I literally have like less anxiety, less stress, less overthinking, like I mentioned earlier. Like, if you and I have bad communication, I'm gonna overthink and I'm gonna think the worst, because we have done that before. Mm-hmm. And it's you're like, you know, when you have good communication, it assures your overthinker that like, it's everything's fine.
You gotta work on that.
I
the
know.
Overthinking part, because like, you're love, don't worry about it.
Oh, I know, but sometimes it's just my brain.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, and for anyone else out there who's an overthinker, like my girl over here, just That's know me. Like, it's not as bad as you think.
No. And you know what, I do have advice for overthinkers.
Okay.
Is don't act on it. So, like, if I'm overthinking something, like, okay, I'll give you an example. It was when we got into our, like, first fight.
Okay.
It's when I thought she was breaking up with me in, like, a platonic sense.
Oh, God.
And she sent me a message, and I overthink so much, I responded right away, and I didn't mean to say that. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, I didn't mean to express how I expressed.
You were just, like, scared.
I was scared. I was freaking out. So I just typed whatever I could. And, like, I kind of did these, like, awful, not awful things. Like, I wasn't rude.
You didn't do anything, like, you didn't insult me.
I deleted our text messages.
Oh, you did?
I did. I was because I thought we were like, you know, I was taking the, I was like, I don't want to look at these. And she's not going to be my friend anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's my point, though. Is
okay, you after, went
I apologized, though, didn't I?
But yeah, but like, I didn't know you, you deleted our messages.
I did. Because I'm an overthinker, and I'm a person who overthinks, and I act.
Okay.
When I'm afraid or scared, I act right there and then. I don't take the time to
protect yourself from being hurt.
And that's what overthinkers do, right? Is that a lot? So I just want to say, don't do that.
Aww.
Just wait a bit. Let it play out and then make your decisions. Guess,
like, I do like this thing, like the three confirmation rules. Mm-hmm. Like three is then you know it's like legit.
What's your three confirmation rules?
So like three if I ask you once and then like
okay,
twice. And then all it's right, like, okay, after a couple of days, it's like, okay, are we really over? Are we really over? And then that's when I'm like, all right, snap of a
Right.
But so it's like not me going crazy because like I'll talk it through to be like, okay, are we doing this? Are we
done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's finished.
No, see.
Okay.
As an overthinker, I act first and then I come back and I'm like, let's talk it through and I'm gonna tell you don't do it.
You know what?
Write it down first.
Yeah. Kind of just like write it down. Kind of look at the pros and cons.
Not even. Write it down. Like write down even if you have trouble expressing yourself, write down what you're feeling at the time. Like you don't have to say.
Oh, that's
it.
What you mean about writing it down.
Pros and cons. Pros and cons of being your friend.
No.
They'd be all pros. All of them.
I love you.
There's zero cons.
But I get you. Yeah. You guys should probably write down what you're thinking.
Write down what you're thinking first as an overthinker. Write down, gather all your feelings. And as much as you're going to be like, no, I don't want to, do it. It helps quite a bit. Even if you're like note app, just do that.
That's true.
So much better.
Now, how does bad communication affect your relationships?
We touched on it.
We did.
Mental illness.
I'm going to just kind of, you know. Like,
if Travis,
you have mental illness and I have the same thing too.
I have anxiety and like
creating anxiety, mm-hmm. depression, trust issues, and
I have distrust for partner.
Oh my gosh. You're just like, guys, I live this.
I also have bad living environment.
Okay.
Because like if my husband and I did not communicate,
it can
live together.
It can make a home.
I'd be scared. Like not affected. Even scared. I'd be like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be to someone who's not validating and listening to my feelings. Probably like it leads to bad, worse things. So I'm like, no, I'd rather. It's
also
a bad living environment.
It doesn't even keep friendships when you think of it, because like, okay, at least in a friendship kind of way, you're just like, I'm not going to talk to this person ever again because this is how they're making me feel every time I try to talk to them or they talk to me. And so that's not making friends, guys, out there if you want friends. So you really do want to make sure your communication isn't bad so you don't, you know, you don't end up not having good people around.
And your communication to make sure you don't give someone like a complex, because I don't want to say mental disorder because that's really rude. But I mean, like, if you and I are having a conversation and I'm just having...
You're saying it could give them, like, mental disorder?
If you No, that's why I didn't want to say it. I said complex.
Oh. I'm just catching that. I was like, wait.
She's trying to give me, like, a gist of, like, I want to say mental disorder.
It can stress somebody out.
It can lead to anxiety, for sure. Like, I could be anxious because I was like, this person didn't talk to me this way.
Give you a little timbit. There's a close friend of mine who kind of just shared... I'm going to give it a very brief of just like backstabbing of friends talking badly of them behind their back. And that's bad communication when you think of it, because you're maybe not saying it to the person's face, but
they're aware of it.
They're aware of it, or it's, you know, it comes around like you'll find out once you start talking
the
bad
world
about
is small,
somebody.
Your friend circle is
small.
They're
going to find out. And so even that is causing that person some stress and anxiety and like, do you really want to be the person to do that?
No.
I don't think so, guys.
Because I wouldn't want to make anyone's day bad. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I think you have to use... Because, listen, at the end of the day, words are powerful.
They are.
And I know when speaking positive things, not only on my life, but even to encourage others, I see how it affects people. Just like when you give a compliment, you don't understand. You, like, change somebody's
day.
How did you
know my brain was just thinking of compliments?
I think we're very in sync today. Literally.
You said compliments, I was like...
No, honestly, but I just remember sometimes when someone compliments me and it's just out of random, like it's not someone who's my friend, it's just a complete stranger, I'm like, oh, thank you, so sweet of you,
I feel so good.
Yeah, I'm like, just like thank you would think they gave me $5,
right? Not $100
or $100,
like,
right?
You.
Why did I aim so low?
I don't know. $5 would make me happy, so don't even worry. I'll go buy some Starbucks.
Oh,
I can't even, only $5 covers that, but
No, but I'm just, you. It's like you feel like a million bucks after someone really just says something really kind, and it's not something.
But you also feel like a million bucks when you say something kind to somebody else that weren't expecting this. Like if I'm on the subway sometimes and I'll like look at someone and be like, I love your pants. They look so good on you. Aww. She'll like, I can see their face light up and they're like, thank you so much.
You know,
like,
you made their day, yeah, right?
Like, and I wasn't doing it for my purposes, but I want them to know that they're
I'll give great. You a story. There was this, I was at the gas station long ago. It was about, call it like a year ago. This happened, and this guy, he's in like a construction vest, and he had like took off his like construction cap, and I'm at the gas station, okay, I'm like pumping gas, I'm just ready to go, like I'm just minding my own business, and I see this guy and I see his face and I'm like, he's beautiful, like I don't know why, but that was the word that came to my mind.
For sure.
And I'm not, guys, he's not like a model. He's not like, whoa, he's fine.
Hey,
like,
everyone has a different version of beautiful.
Right. Okay. I'm talking just, there was something about him that just looked really beautiful, that it was like just an authentic, natural look that just is him. And anyway, so as I just wanted to leave. I saw him, but I wanted to leave, like drive off. Okay, but I felt like I had to say it. I had to tell him.
You were compelled to be like, I
had to let this guy know you have a beautiful face. And I said, hey, and like he couldn't hear me. He had his earbuds in. I'm like waving at him, and he's just like, he takes it out, and he's just like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just have to let you know, like, you're really beautiful, man. And he's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know. Do you model or something? Like, you're just so beautiful. And he's like,
you're so cute.
And he's like, thank you. No, I don't, but thank you. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, just had to let you know. I'm sorry. And he's like, no worries.
I bet you that made his day, though.
I don't even know if it did or not.
No, I bet you, because men don't get a lot of compliments.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
We should compliment.
You'll get
all
it.
Men
You'll get
are
it.
Beautiful. All you You'll, men are beautiful.
You guys are beautiful out there, okay? Just remember that. Hey, are you tired of real estate services that treat you like just another transaction? If so, listen up. Check out Christian and his team of top producing agents that are here to change that for you. In doing so, you can sign up for a free introduction call with Christian Scavone. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned investor, Christian and his team are dedicated to guiding you every step of the way and to assure that you achieve your real estate goals. Don't settle for less when it comes to one of the biggest decisions of your life. Be sure to follow Christian on Instagram at closebychristian or contact him directly at 647-862-5002. Don't miss this opportunity that will lead you to a great result. All men are beautiful out
all
there,
men are beautiful.
But I'm just saying that little story of just that. I mean, I just think it's such a good thing to do for
it
people
is.
Out there.
Everybody.
I mean, I didn't do it in a way where it's like, hey, can I have your number? It's not that. It was just strictly like, hey, you're beautiful. Just know that. And I walked away.
Now I'm going home.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. It probably made us day, because a lot of people, like, we think looks are like the greatest gift. But like, really, it's your personality.
Hey. Well, looks... does a little something too.
I was gonna say, I was just about to say, you're so pretty, so it's fine.
Looks are but looks play such a big part, because literally, you know, it shows the beauty within.
True. You know what, you're not wrong.
You're right. Now, what do you think is, or unless we said the same thing with the bad communication, like how it affects relationships.
Yep.
All right, so we're gonna go to the next one. Where, what are some examples of healthy communication?
I think
I'll let you take this one. Oh, but I think we kind of touched on it. But yeah. I will just say,
I have taking accountability.
I have both people are respectful.
Yeah, I have use appropriate language, positive feedback and appreciation, taking accountability. Yeah, so I guess
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, you know, those are examples. I think too. With both people being respectful, taking accountability, I think too you. In examples of healthy communication, I want to say just saying nice things regardless of how you feel.
Yep.
But you appreciate. Never go wrong.
I appreciate also that the person that's trying to communicate with you is doing their best.
Yeah,
like
appreciate one another.
That. Appreciate one another.
I love that.
Like, just
oh my gosh. So sweet. And then, of course, knowing unhealthy communication, I would say anyone feeling uncomfortable, anyone feeling as if they are not able to speak, you know, their voice is taken away, that is not healthy, because I think communication goes both ways. So both parties need to feel like they can talk, not just one.
I, I did defensive, refusing to listen.
Okay. Yeah.
You got that? Yeah. I got judging and criticism. Okay. Like, if someone's trying to communicate with you, they definitely do not need judgment. And also you, right? Like, if you're communicating with me, there should be no judgment on my end or criticism. I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. No judgment. Because
nothing. Just, like, because, be kind.
Like, just let them talk. And like, let right? them, like, feel what they need to feel. And, I mean,
everyone is equal in the way, like, you
just when it comes to talking.
Yes, when it comes to talking.
But, like, respectful.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But don't be telling someone, oh, you're wrong or you're wrong. Like,
just be kind.
Like, if it's just a conversation, relax.
Right? Like, don't get so heated.
Yeah.
It's fine. And, like, offensive, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, I'm not listening to this. Why?
But then that's the thing. Nowadays, with a lot that's been going on in the world, there's a lot of people who just take it way too, like, deep.
They're too far.
Get aggressive and just be like, you know, you're wrong, and like, no, and like, this is why people like you, and you're just like, whoa, it does not need to reach there.
No, it really doesn't.
Like, half the time I don't even comment on Instagram or anything. Like, I
can't, because you'll be attacked within like 30 seconds.
I thought, like, you have to be like a famous person to be attacked, but you could just be like,
no, you can be just a common person who lives where I live in my little small town, and you just comment, I will get the comments. Somewhat, I could say something like, the sky is blue, and someone be like, the sky is gray.
Oh my goodness.
You're wrong.
But that's not fair to you. No. Like, what if it is blue to you?
What if I'm colorblind?
What if you're colorblind?
What if I am?
I'm just saying, like, you don't know somebody's story. No. So, like, don't be so quick to just
judge, criticize,
dig,
shame
them
either. Like, yeah. Don't shame them for saying anything. Like, just appreciate that they took the time out of their day to speak to you about what was bothering them.
I agree. So, girly, what are the consequences of bad communication? What I gathered was that it can all lead to trauma.
I put sadness for mine, for sure.
Oh, I felt that. Mm-hmm. It is bad for those out there who don't have good communication, because then a lot of them, too, I think you and I seen where some of the youth we used to work with, they kind of mention about some of it, like what they had to deal with at home.
Yeah, their parents.
And like they were kind of new to how we had to communicate to them, and how we had to just like listen,
ask them questions, how are you doing, what's going on.
They're like, that's not what I get half the time. And it's like that kind of stuck with them, and like they're not sure or aware of like how else can they communicate other than what they've been taught at home.
Oh,
you know.
Sure.
So in a way, guys, just, you know, be careful of how you communicate to others.
And just be mindful,
and you got to do it. I think too, why people should work at it is not for just others out there, but like, even if you're a parent, you gotta
that's the biggest thing, because your child could 100% take that into their adult life, and I'm not gonna say ruin a bunch of lives, but it could definitely impact people's lives and how they handle things. And like, that's just, you gotta communicate. I don't care if your kid's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 months old, communication.
But then
is
that's
key.
The thing. Some parents, and we love parents.
We're parent lovers over here.
We're parent lovers. Like,
we're obsessed with our parents.
You don't understand. We are best friends with our parents. Mm-hmm. But some parents out there don't know how to communicate to their kids. They struggle themselves. It's not that they don't want, it's not that there's lack of love or anything that. They just, some cultures, like, I've had a friend who's like, my mom never said I love you. And I'm
my
like,
dad, we're Italian, right? My grandparents were immigrants, all of them from Italy. Mm-hmm. And just, I guess, being affectionate in an Italian household, or for mine, my Italian household.
Okay.
They never said I love you to each other, but they kind of said affection in other ways. They'd be like, oh, my nonna, like, would be like, don't get hit by a car kind of thing. But
that means I love you.
But like, my dad knows my nonna loves him. Yeah. But like, it was just never a big thing in their household. Mm. So like, it definitely could also be a language barrier, because, you know, people who come here to Canada, like, my nonna, she didn't know how to say, she only knew how to say I love you in English.
Aww.
But, like, I don't even know if she knows that meant. So, you know, it's a language barrier, too. It could be a really big process of communication.
Yeah, like, love language, guys. Like, I think that has to do with, good, healthy communication, too. Of just kind of, I'm not saying we're going to all try to figure out each other's love language here, but
I'll
in relationship.
Mine's gift giving. Give me a gift.
Oh, my gosh. That's your language.
Give me a gift and I will love you till I die. I'm loyal after that.
But the same way you put in the work to, like, you know, make sure you have a good love language with your spouse or your partner. I think you need to just do that with your friends, your family, your kids, you know, just so that it does change your environment for the better. It does. And it doesn't just affect what's even at home. It can affect, it has a rippling effect to spread round to other people as well in your community.
Yeah.
You know?
Your neighborhoods, like, too? Like, being nice to your neighbor?
It wouldn't be nice, like, everyone in your neighborhood is, like, you know, kind and just saying, like, good communication. Like, I'm telling you guys, it can make a difference.
I got a neighbor, so. It would be nice.
And I guess my last question for you, my love, is how can, you know, people out there who are listening improve their communication skills? I feel meet more people. I think you have to really get out there. Yeah, because you're not like, I figured you out, but there could be like a whole nother you out there, and I'm going to have to learn how to deal with that. And it's not going to be the same on how I deal with you.
True. So
I have to get familiar with the different varieties out there of how communication is being dealt with and how I have to like adjust to some of them.
Yeah.
You know? So I just feel encouraging people to just get out there and meet more people. It's good practice, you know? It doesn't have to be someone who's like your super close friend, but just strangers and stuff that you've kind of come interact with, whether it's at a bar or church or, you know, some event, some party, you know, you're just meeting new people.
The local park.
You just start a strike. Do you know how many times I like, you want to know where you can get some practice of communication? This is going to sound so dumb, but
the dog park.
No, okay. Not the dog park. No, it's worse. It's way worse. Bath and Body Works. I don't know about you guys, but my Bath and Body Works where I live, it is the most friendliest, like, really? I have to take you there.
Okay, because mine ain't.
Customer service and Bath and Body Works, if you're listening to this.
Great products.
Great products, okay? But also, too, the service. Like, I feel like they're my friends and they don't know me. It's always a different person. So in case you need to, like, practice on that, go to, like, a store and, like,
get, you know what? Yeah, talk with the people. Because they would love nice people.
Yeah. Go to the store, you know, ask about a product, get some opinions on it. But that's your way of, like, practicing how to, you know, communicate with different people, you know. And then I have as well, if you spend more time listening.
That's on my list.
And then before speaking, I think that also helps improve your communication, because then you're listening out for keywords. You're listening out to, you know, the important things they're saying, because then you can bring it up saying, oh, you know, I did catch that you said something earlier about XYZ. How's that going? And like that, too, is good communication. It's just giving a lot of attention to the person and just showing care and concern, and shows like you're a good person at the end of the day. 100%. Like, you know, because like sometimes you'll like tell me something and I'm like, so how did that thing go? And you'll be like, what thing? I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to think of an example. You know, I would never say the thing. I would just give you
a, I'm like, trying to think about like a time too, and I'm like,
I'll be like, how was that book you were reading? Oh, you know? And then like you would tell me about the book.
Vice versa, you're like, I'm gonna read, and then like the next day I'm gonna be like, did you read your book?
Yeah. And you like follow up. Like, I think also too, follow up with people, guys. So that's a good way. That's your to-do list.
Well, I was gonna say give full attention. So like
that's good too.
I feel like that's the key, because you said go out and meet new people. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm like, before you meet
you were just kind of like, oh, I don't know.
I'm like, before you always do that, like, work on yourself first, right? So like with your close friends, try and see how you can improve it, and like just listen, be there, be present in the moment. Don't get distracted. Mm-hmm. Give them their full attention. Don't interrupt. Ask questions. Make them feel like they're important. And vice versa. Like, you know, be like, okay, like, do you want to ask me a question? I would never say, do you want to ask me a question? But you know what I mean?
No.
I'd be like, does that make sense? Or do you have anything you want to add? Like, do you think that you'd add to this? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a really good thing. And, like, who you're talking to also matters.
Yeah.
Which everyone matters. But I mean, like, if I'm talking to my mom, I'm going to have some good communication just because I don't want her to be mad at me. But I'm also talking the same thing. That's what I mean. If I'm talking to you, I'm going to do the same thing. But if I'm going to Bath and Body Works, I'm not going to be rude. I'm just going to say, hi, how are you?
Yeah, thank but you so that's much. Just, bye. like a nice little, like, start for people. I'm just saying. No,
you're not wrong.
You know, it doesn't have to only be Bath and Body Works. I'm just saying, customer service there was really good.
I'm looking to buy Bath and Body Works. And they're just go, do you need anything? Can I follow you around the store? Do you want to smell that?
No, but they'll just be like, I literally picked up a bottle of something. And they're just like, oh, my God, that smells amazing. Like, you would love it. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Girl, take me to yours.
I want you to visit. You have to. Like, they're just so sweet. And one of them, I'm like, are you guys out of the spray that I like? And they're just like, yeah, but we're going to get new stock. You know, it's one of my favorites. And they just start having a conversation with me. And I'm like,
that's so nice.
And it gets me out of, like, my comfort zone of, like, only just, like, talking to minimum people in my life. Like, now it's forcing me to, like, engage with other people and just like find a rhythm with them, you know, and how they talk and like what the body language with them, you know.
That's nice, right? Like that's really good.
That's like making me go, oh, am I slouching when I'm talking to you? Like, am I sitting?
Pull my back out.
So like it makes me like, you know, maybe kind of work on my posture again and just kind of be like, okay, because sometimes too we get too comfortable with our friends.
We do.
And it's like I'll probably take my attitude or my behavior along with new people, and it's like you can't treat everybody the same.
See, that's where I'm gonna challenge you on that one, because I have nice friends, and when I mean nice friends, I mean I have you. You teach me to be kind to the world all the time. You're like, just be kind, just be nice. So when I go somewhere, instead of what would Jesus do, I go, what would Brittany do? And I'm like, I can't say these things out in public. Even when I go to a bar and I'm like, people like bump into me, I'm like, what would Brittany do?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not. Like,
so
no.
Sorry. 100%.
Are you serious?
I was
going
to tattoo it on me.
What would Brittany
do? WWBD.
Don't do that.
Because I hang out with you, you've impacted my life and how I should treat other people.
I didn't even know that, honey. That's the thing, guys. You don't know who you're affecting out there.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, being kind to that person at Bath & Body Works can go and make sure they're kind. And that's, like, a kind of, like, the pay it forward kind of effect.
Yeah. And just, oh, man, guys, I'm just saying, they improve your communication skills.
Improve it.
Also, I think a big one is learn to practice speaking kindness to yourself.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was going to go with...
No, go.
Before you send that Instagram post or that mean thing, check your messages before you hit send.
That, too.
Like you said, be kind to everyone.
Yeah. That's but also, if you the only way you can be kind to everyone is if you're not kind to yourself.
No, you have to, like, love yourself first before you can love another person. 100%. Right.
So I just feel in all of these steps of improving your communication, I had to work on how to talk to myself. Because before the whole podcast and the positivity, I was kind of just, like, not... there was no self-love there.
Yeah.
You know, it took some years for me to, like, okay, I love myself and... The way I talk to myself, I make sure to talk to others that way. It's just because I know how it makes me feel.
Exactly.
And I want to share that with others, right? And so if you practice that, you're good. Gone. You're set.
You're golden.
You're the winning Oilers. I'm sorry. That's controversial.
That is controversial. Don't put that in there.
So sorry. I did it for you.
Oh, no. You know what? Actually, leave it in there. Go Oilers.
I mean, I don't know hockey guys, so don't judge me.
I'm a hockey fan, and I'm an Oilers fan.
You can shout out your team.
Oh, yeah. You know what? If they're in the conference, let me know. But go Oilers.
I don't know. But, yeah, thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much, girly, for joining.
Thank you for having me. I get so excited to do this. I feel so honored.
This was so much fun.
This is so much fun. I get to stare at you for this all the whole time.
We were really making strong eye contact.
No, the whole entire time, I don't think we broke eye contact once. We were just looking at each other.
Oh my God.
It's my favorite day, the whole entire year right now. So far.
I'm just happy you came. I'm happy to have you in person.
I'm so excited to see you.
It's like you've been on the show so many times, but I've just never seen your face.
I know. And we talked like, what, 2 nights ago?
Yeah, we always talk.
And now I'm like, I get to go see Brittany.
Honestly, I was looking forward to this.
I'm like a child. I'm like, I'm going to go see Britt.
I'm just so happy you're here. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Please like, follow if you want some more. And remember to spread positivity. Thanks again, Miranda, for coming. Love you.
Thank you.
Hope for you to come back soon.